Bree and Gaundy on Nova.
So your Thailand holiday, Bree. How was it?
It's come to an end.
Bree-san.
That's not Thailand.
It
that's
is. Like, I typed in Thailand relaxing
really?
Music.
And that's what came
this
up?
This is what came up, okay. Thailand relaxing music.
Interesting.
Actually, can I ask, do they still play? Because it's been a while since I've been to Thailand, but when I was there, I think I was there about 6 years ago.
Okay.
Every single cafe all play this song from Moby. This is good.
No, because
the beach was filmed there, PP Island.
Yeah, and, I went.
And this song's from the...
Oh, is it?
Yeah, this is from the movie, so they all play it.
Oh, I get it. They put two and two together. Interesting. Yeah. No, they play covers of songs.
Oh, okay.
Like the song, like Top 40. It's really strange.
Right.
That's something I learned in Thailand.
One thing.
One thing, but...
Are we actually going to do 10 things?
10 things.
10 things.
Yeah. It's going on a trip to Thailand. They need to know these 10 things.
Surely you can learn more just from watching that show that Channel 7 are running at the moment.
What really happens in Thailand?
I actually really want to watch it. You said you watched it.
I watched it last week.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah?
It's good.
I'm definitely going to watch
it. If you saw what really happens in Bali, it's the exact same as that.
Just in Thailand.
Yeah, just in Thailand.
All right, cool. This is the 10 things that I learned in Thailand whilst I was there. The first one, there's a hose, Gaundy, next to the toilet, which I thought was there instead of a toilet brush. Turns out it's there to use instead of toilet paper.
You didn't use it.
I didn't use it. I didn't use it, but that's what it's for the whole time. Yeah.
Rarely is there toilet paper around, which
is
really
strange. Mm. So that's the first thing I learned. Second thing, don't drink the water. It'll make you sick.
Yeah,
I learned that the hard way.
Oh, did you?
No, not really, but don't drink the water.
I thought you'd lost weight. When
yeah, it's the Thailand diet. The third thing, taxis, super cheap, but they kind of scam you a little bit. But that's all right.
Yep.
The fourth thing, don't eat street food, even though the chicken may look delicious.
Okay.
It's filled with salmonella.
If anyone's got a trip to Thailand coming up, write this stuff down.
It's actually good.
It is handy.
Good tip.
This is good stuff.
The fifth one, if you want a dog, just go to Thailand because there's billions of stray dogs just roaming the streets.
I feel sorry for those dogs.
So do I.
Yeah.
Apparently it's because they're all Buddhist and they believe not to kill animals. So that's why there's dogs everywhere.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Which, poor things.
Well, at least they're not killing them, which is the part I looked at.
98% of people have no idea what you're talking about because the Aussie accent is just a whole new level of English.
Mm-hmm.
Number seven, in Thailand, you stand up in a cinema before the movies to sing the national anthem.
Did not know that.
It's weird.
What movie were you seeing in Thailand?
I saw The Maze Runner 2. I really liked it. But
in English or did you have to read subtitles?
It's in English, but there's subtitles. And it was in 3D, so the subtitles were like right in your face, which is kind of annoying.
Yeah.
Seeing people not wearing helmets is totally normal whilst riding mopeds.
Uh-huh.
And the last thing I learnt in Thailand, Gaundy, just because it's called PP Island doesn't mean you can do that there.
You didn't learn that the hard way as well, did you?
Yeah, no, I did.
Did you hit up any full moon parties or anything like that? That's what Thailand's all about.
I didn't. I did hit up the main street in Phuket, and I got asked about a million times if I wanted to see a ping pong show. And let's just say it's not the type of ping pong we play here
in Australia. Did you go to the show?
Maybe.
I did as well when I was there.
Of course you did.
No, you have to.
Oh, it's the thing to do.
I went there. There was like an old sort of nana-looking lady there. She was loving it. Not in the show.
Oh,
watching the show. Jesus.
That could have got real awkward.
That's the 11th thing you learn in Thailand.
Bree and Gaundy on Nova.
So yesterday, I worked yesterday morning and went off and had a little lunch after the show.
Okay.
And it was in the valley, so I went down to the valley yesterday afternoon.
It's a weird place to go have lunch.
Why?
Like, because there's no
just
parking.
Like sort of James Street sort of around.
Oh, well, that's...
It's close to here.
Yeah, yeah.
So I went from here sort of over towards...
New Farm.
Yeah, exactly. Around that area.
Ooh, swanky. You're making the big dollars.
Around there. I got myself a $20 salad somewhere over there.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Anyway, so I'm there. I'm having lunch. And after lunch, I thought, I'll just have a bit of a look around. I got a bit of time to kill. I'll have a look around.
Oh, no.
As I'm walking around, I was like, there's a lot of people here.
Okay.
There's a lot more than normal on a Saturday afternoon.
So it was busy.
It was busy, real busy. And everyone's sort of walking in the one direction. And I sort of looked around and I was like, what is going on here? And I worked out that I'd got myself caught up in the gay pride march.
Oh, jeez.
That was going on yesterday, which was unplanned. But I was like, was like, everyone's so friendly.
Everyone's just loving life down here.
Yeah, two girls over there kissing. That's good.
You're like dreaming right now.
What is this?
Is
what was
this
in that
my
salad?
Dream?
No, but, yeah, but they had that gay pride march on yesterday.
Oh,
which is a bit of a I don't know if it's a protest or a
what is it for? It's not a protest.
It's
is
not
it?
A protest. It's just to say that they would like marriage equality and
they're like kind of walking for equality.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
which
that's
I think
nice.
I think they do it each year, which is great. And I was just like, okay.
You just happen to be down there.
I just happened to get caught
randomly
up
randomly down there having lunch, Gordy. Yeah. Sure you were.
Yeah, me and Steve, we had a great time.
I bet you did. Brian Gordy, Nova 106.9. So something pretty exciting that I'm excited about is Ronda Rousey, the UFC champion, is coming to Australia.
She's already here.
Well, she's here, yeah, already. But her next fight is going to be in Melbourne.
So when is this fight?
It's November 15.
Okay, so she's here. She's been here to promote the fight coming up, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay.
I booked tickets.
Have you?
Mm-hmm. Sale. They pre-sale. Went on pre-sale. They go on sale tomorrow morning for everyone else.
Pre-sale.
I signed up to some weird website. I don't know.
Okay, so are you a massive fan?
You know what's interesting is that I've only jumped on board this, like, to be honest, a couple of months ago.
Bandwagon.
Yeah, with her Beth Carrera fight or whatever. That, who cares what that girl's
So normally she would last, 15 seconds in a ring?
I know.
Like that.
And as I was buying the tickets, I thought to myself, is this worth the $100-something?
That's my question for you. Because you've got to get flights to Melbourne.
Yep. Accommodation.
Accommodation. Yeah. I've just done all this for the AFL Grand Final.
Okay.
So that's $1,000.
Yeah.
All up when you go flights, tickets,
and
accommodation.
And that's not including like other stuff.
And
like
that's
food
whatever. It's not. I might just not even eat.
And you get to watch how long is an AFL game?
But that's at least 3 hours
of
entertainment.
So you're guaranteed 3 hours of entertainment.
Exactly.
I'm guaranteed at least 15 or so seconds.
I don't think it's worth it.
You don't reckon?
No.
There's other fights that you get to see too, though.
Yeah, but who cares? That's a bunch of amateurs.
Yeah,
you're not there to see them. Who cares?
But I don't know. You know what it was? You know what made me buy the tickets? I thought it was going to be like...
You got caught up in the hype.
I did. Yeah. I got caught up in the whole hype of it and just the whole, I could say that I was there.
That you've seen Ronda.
That I've seen her.
Okay.
Because she'll go down in history. She already will.
Yeah.
And I'll be a part of that history.
See, I think for someone that's that good.
Yeah.
Surely she could just drag it out a little bit.
I know.
She?
Just give
Come
the
on,
fans
Ronda.
What they want.
Take a couple of hits. Go a couple of rounds.
Make it interesting.
And then do the chicken wing tackle or whatever it is that you do.
Chicken wing.
Isn't that what she does?
Yeah, no, the arm bar.
It's called an arm bar, isn't
it? An arm bar, yeah.
I thought it was a chicken wing. No. You sort of... That's what...
A chicken wing.
That's what they call it in footy. If you've
Do
got
they?
Someone, well, in AFL, if you've got someone on the ground and you pull their arm up, they
chicken
call
wing.
It the chicken wing tackle.
I'll do that when I'm there. Give her the chicken wing, Ronda!
Doesn't sound as scary, does it?
Nowhere near.
Oh, Ronda, look out, I'm coming at you with my chicken wing tackle. Get out of my way. Well, it'll be a good fight.
It will.
Yeah.
It'll be awesome. It'll be good to see.
All 10 seconds of it will be...
Worth every penny. Brian Gordy, Nova
106.9. Thinking about starting a new segment, maybe, which is maybe something like disgusting video of the week. Something like that.
That sounds horrible.
I found this video this week. I don't know if you've seen it or if anyone listening has seen this video, but I've got to show this video.
I hate these videos on Facebook and they're like, it's like a picture of a pimple or something.
And I know.
I don't watch them.
Neither.
Makes me feel sick.
But this one was a little bit different. I normally avoid the video that says massive pimple being squeezed.
Or like
I avoid
pulling a ingrown hair, the biggest ingrown hair ever or something.
But this one was just like the, hang on, it just said shocking video has emerged. And I was like, well, okay.
You're easy to get involved, aren't you?
Let me play this video and you just describe what's going on here.
Yep. Okay. Some viewers may find this vision disturbing. Yeah. Excellent.
Okay, so it's playing.
Oh, my God.
You can't look at it? Well, describe what's going on.
My name's
Michelle. Oh, my God, that guy's showing his nits. He's got, is that nits?
Yeah.
He's got,
We've
oh, my God.
Style of music before. It's about bringing
He's got that
another
many
language.
Nits in his hair.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel so sick.
Yeah, me too.
Actually,
but I can't look away.
Don't like that.
Can you stop it? Oh, my God, that is horrible.
So that was swarming, right?
Oh, I feel itchy. Do you feel itchy? I feel itchy.
What was the deal back in the school days with nits? It was always like it was like an epidemic at
Wasn't
school.
Wasn't it? Did you ever have nits?
Well, I was told that nits only go for really clean hair.
That's what I've been told.
Or is that a lie?
I think that's just what real dirty people tell themselves.
Or is that just what you tell the kids at school so they don't feel grubby?
Feel bad. I had school.
Did you?
Once in my life. Did you ever have them?
The thing about nits is that I thought it was disgusting, which it is, but until I found out that you actually got the rest of the day off school. So then I went looking for them.
My God, are you serious?
Who's got the nits?
Give them to me.
Give me the nits.
You didn't do that.
I want the day off.
My mum, that's horrid.
I want to get the day off.
That's actually horrid, Gorny.
I think I had them once and I got sent home.
You know, my mum, she used to be a hairdresser and she told me this story that has literally given me nightmares for years. Yeah. She said one time she was doing someone's hair and she was meant to cut this little boy's hair and he was sitting in like the waiting room and she could see him like just itching and she thought to herself, she's like, I hope that kid doesn't have nits. And this kid's come over and she said she's parted his hair to like cut his hair. She reckons there's that many nits that she nearly threw up. And the mum goes, apparently the mum's like, what's the problem?
Well, these nits are the damn problem. Come have a look at your dirty kid.
Brian Gaundy, Nova 106.9.
So I was off getting a coffee the other day and I came across a little pamphlet here.
Okay.
Which says Guinness Book of World Records attempt 2015. That sparked my interest. I want to get in the Guinness Book of Records for something.
Yeah. We should try and do that on this show.
We should.
A world record attempt at something. It'd have to be like breaking eggs with our toes or something.
Yeah, just make up one that hasn't been done yet. That's easy. But this one's for the largest ever held dodgeball game.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, which the current record is 6,084.
Like, you don't realise, but that's actually a lot of people.
Is that people or teams? That'd be people, right?
It'd be people. Yeah. It'd be people.
How many people in a dodgeball team?
Oh, there's like five, six, something like
You've played?
Six in my... I play in a league.
Okay.
I play in a dodgeball
league.
Well,
you're on my team.
Yeah.
How many people in a team?
Six.
Six.
Yeah. Who else would you get?
Well, I'm sure we can round up six.
Yeah. We should get a team from Nova.
Yeah, throw it out there now if anyone wants to join our team. This isn't, let's just say this isn't a Nova organised thing. This is just something that I've found.
Okay.
It's for charity, I believe. It's a charity tournament.
Cool.
Not sure what charity.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, no, here we go. Yeah, it's for November.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah,
is it in November?
Yeah, November 15. Ooh, hang on, am I away that weekend?
Ooh, I'm at the Ronda Rousey. Oh. I'm fine. Which we just discussed before.
No. Oh, it's on that weekend.
Killed your dreams of getting a world record.
Oh, but that's a Sunday. November 15th is a Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you just have to... I can play. You just have to stay...
I can, yeah.
Stay out of the team.
You can just play.
All right. Well, 13, 24, 10, if someone wants to join my team, I'll take someone
on
board.
Yeah, I don't know what your throw would be like.
Dodgeball? Yeah. I reckon I'd be pretty good at dodgeball.
You look like you've got a bit of a jelly arm.
No, this is deceiving, this arm. It is. I was the longest thrower in primary school.
Of what?
Of a ball.
Oh,
you never did that at school carnivals, who could throw it the furthest?
The ball? No, we played real sports, like javelin.
Oh, yeah, javelin at your school.
Yeah.
No, not our school.
No.
We were poor. We just threw it like
didn't have that. Your school was in the ghetto.
It was like a cricket ball, and who could throw the cricket ball the furthest? And I won that.
They're skimping on stuff at your school.
I won that.
Oh, good
for
you.
So, dodgeball.
Do you want a trophy or something?
Well, I missed out back then, so yeah, I wouldn't mind the trophy. I remember the video that I saw of you. It's a shame you can't be in our team. When you went and played a bit of dodgeball just for a bit of fun.
Yeah.
And you took it really serious against that kid, a couple of kids.
I don't remember that.
And you were pegging at a short distance.
No idea what you're talking about.
That's the sort of competitiveness we need in this team. That's what we need.
Just hit kids.
We'll take that.
Yeah.
So November 15, if you're keen on joining, it starts at 1 p.m. at New Farm Park for charity.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Get your dodgeball team together and support Movember.
It'd be cool.
Grow your mows. Ladies involved.
Bree and Gaundy on Nova.
Look, I don't claim to be massive on politics.
Okay.
But I get the headlines and I get the...
And you think you know what's going on?
Here's the...
Are you Labor or Liberal?
Like I said, I vote
Greece.
You don't
even know the difference.
Well, you've been away on holidays. When did you find out that Tony Abbott was gone, Malcolm Turnbull in?
I found out on Facebook and I was like, I've been gone for a week and we've got a new Prime Minister.
PM's
this is ridiculous.
to me, I like the sound, and this is me making a very uneducated comment, but I like the look of Malcolm Turnbull.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I just like...
What,
I like what he's
in,
putting
like,
out.
Physically or what?
No, I just like what he's putting out. There was something about Tony Abbott I wasn't big on.
Was it his ears or what?
Well, look, here's the thing. I think Tony Abbott could be winning me over with this.
Why?
Because reports have come out today that Tony Abbott had a massive party after he got ousted. Yeah. Yep.
Where at?
Well, it says here that I'm just going to read you straight off the news article here because this is good stuff. I don't want to miss out any detail. But according to the Sunday telly, Mr. Abbott even danced with his shirt off at the party.
Okay.
So he got his kit off.
Yeah.
Although it was a short-lived manoeuvre that it came off and went back on pretty quickly.
Stop it.
So that was a good move. But just imagine the PM, you know, sort of doing his thing without his...
It's because everyone was yelling, take some of it off. And then he did. They're like, put some of it back on.
Like when he's in his Speedos, when he's in his budgie smugglers. Apparently a marble coffee table was even smashed during the wild party.
Loose.
So things are getting crazy there. And some of the staffers allegedly took souvenirs.
Like what?
I don't know. From the office.
What?
There was a picture that emerged the next day, and it says here, a fellow partygoer, Assistant Minister for Infrastructure. Now, this is allegedly, I'm going to say.
Okay.
Jamie Briggs appeared the next morning in a wheelchair after...
Why?
No one knows what happened. But apparently he says he was injured during a morning jog.
Once you go black, you never go back.
What does that mean?
That movie, White Chicks.
Oh, because you're in the...
It's from that movie.
...wheelchair. Wow. Did not expect that quote just then. What?
If you've seen White Chicks, you'll get
a White Chicks movie quote. Yeah. But see, I like the sound of this from Tony Abbott. Where was this?
Well, they have to be so uptight when they're in Parliament, don't they?
No.
You know what? I reckon Tony Abbott would be able to whip and nay nay.
Yeah, for sure.
He's got the hips for it.
See, when he sculled that beer.
Oh, that's right.
People came out and had a go at him and said, "Oh, Tony, what are you doing?"
But some people loved it.
I loved it.
Yeah. He was getting those people on side.
More of that tone. Well, it's too late now because you're gone. But
stop giving him nicknames like you know him.
His tone.
No. Tony Abbott and tone and never go together.
Next we'll see him in Ibiza just having a big year-long party now that he's done.
With Pitbull. Brian Gaundy, Nova 106.9. It's about to get a little bit personal, Gaundy, but have you ever taken Valium before?
Is that the... That sort of relaxes you, doesn't it?
It's kind of like Xanax, I think, is what they call it in America.
Xanax, Valium.
Xanax, Valium.
Don't think so.
You've never taken
no.
it?
No.
I had my first experience when I was in Thailand recently.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Oh, my Lord.
So you bought the Thailand version?
No, well, what happened was my girlfriend Bianca and I were flying to Phuket. And we're both really bad flyers, like we're really nervous kind of flyers. And the plane that we caught to Phuket was tiny. I've never caught a plane that small before. It was the one that actually had the propellers that you can see.
Yeah.
And on the way there, we both were just freaking out and just, you know, panicking. So when we were in Phuket, when we had to fly back to where we were staying, we were like, we need... something. She has taken it before and she's like, I need to get something because I'm not going to last this airplane flight. So we searched every chemist like in Thailand, and you don't need a prescription for it in Thailand.
No.
You can just go into a chemist and buy it. Here in Australia, you need
an ID.
Yeah, exactly. You need all kinds of stuff.
Special box.
Anyway, we've eventually, after six chemists, we walked into this one chemist and they said that they had Valium. We were like, great, perfect. We'll take... You know, how many tablets?
100.
No, it was like one sheet. We only needed one each. Yeah. But we rocked up at the airport on the day because it was like a massive monsoon. And we were like, this isn't making anything better. Like, it's making it so much worse.
Yeah.
And we were both just freaking out. And in the afternoon, it was raining so hard. We were like, the flight's probably going to be cancelled. Oh, no, it wasn't cancelled.
Still on.
So we decided we took this Valium 20 minutes before we got on this aircraft, and it came around to the time we were about to board the aircraft, and they've said, oh, by the way, your plane's delayed an hour and a half. At this point, we'd already taken the Valium. I'm not kidding, Gaundy. It was a 10 milligram tablet.
Yeah.
Just to put it into perspective, here in Australia, they're usually 2.
Wow.
But okay. I didn't realise that because I'd never taken it before and she didn't really realise it either.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
I've never been so...
Relaxed.
Relaxed in my whole life.
Calm about the whole experience.
I was loving it. I was like, I wonder when we're going to get on this plane. This is going to be awesome. Yeah. I was so relaxed that in Phuket, they put you on a bus before they board you onto the aircraft.
Yeah.
And eventually when they did, we were sitting on this bus. I was holding onto one of those, you know, where you hold onto the bus. I fell asleep standing up, holding onto this thing with a lollipop in my mouth.
Yeah.
It was that bad. But it was so good because when we got onto the airplane, I was like, that's the best sleep I've had in like 2 weeks.
And how is your Valium addiction going since then?
It's not good. Yeah, it's not good. And I need to go to a doctor to see someone about it to get a, what's it called?
Prescription.
A prescription, because here you need one.
You haven't had one before the show, have you?
Maybe.
You've forgotten how to talk.
Brian Gaundy, Nova 106.9.
We're just talking about off air. Next weekend, my cousin's getting married.
Congrats.
I know. And I was saying, I hate that tradition where you take your husband or whoever you're getting married to's name. I hate
Why
that.
Why do you hate that?
I just think it's stupid.
Well, you don't have to do it anymore. You don't have to. It's a choice now, isn't it?
But who came up with that?
Oh, it's some
and why
old tradition.
Do the girls have to take the boy's name?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, is it a sexist thing? Here comes feminism.
Feminist free. Oh, look, I don't know. I didn't make the rule. But
then we were talking about what if it's crap? What if it's a crap last name? Yeah. Do you still take it?
Well, I wouldn't.
Really?
No. I mean, my girlfriend and I, we've talked about it.
Have you? Well,
yeah, sort of.
Yeah, and what was the discussion?
I think she would take it.
She'll take your last name?
Yeah.
Okay.
So she'd be Jamie Gaund.
Okay, so that's not bad.
Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
But we were discussing, I don't know if this is, we were discussing one of the girls here that works here at Nova.
Yeah.
And she recently got married last year, I think it was.
Yeah.
And her husband's last name is Barry. And her first name is Abby.
Yeah.
Abby Barry. But his name is Harry Barry. Harry Barry and Abby Barry.
Yeah.
Not great.
They like it.
I know. They think it's cute.
They
and
do
it
think
is kind of cute,
yeah.
But I don't know.
What's your cousin's going to be?
My cousin's is going to be Gurky.
Oh, that's her last name, Gurky.
That's his last name.
She's Gurky.
That's what she'll be taking. Her last name's the same as mine, Thomasel.
Okay.
I'd rather Thomasel.
What is it? Gurky.
Gurky.
Okay. What's her first name? It's not Turkey or something. Turkey Gurky.
Well, let's hope not. No, it's
your cousin Turkey. Oh, I haven't met yet.
She's already got other problems than taking someone else's last name if her name's Turkey.
Turkey Gurky. What's
Lauren.
Lauren Gurky. Lauren Gurky.
Mm.
Mrs. Gurky.
Mrs. Gurky.
Mr. and Mrs. Gurky.
I mean, it's not that bad.
Yeah, it is.
Congratulations to the happy couple.
Bree and Gaundy on Nova.
I'm getting a few calls on 13 24 10. If you've taken over someone's name in a marriage or refused to,
yeah,
because
it made your name stupid.
Yeah, stupider. 13 24 10 is our number. I believe because your cousin's getting married.
Yeah.
And she's taking over...
Gurky
as the last name.
But it doesn't sound bad with her first name, but I just think it's old-fashioned.
You think it's time to go?
It's time to get rid of that.
Yeah. I think Jamie, my girlfriend, would take my last name.
You reckon she would? Oh, you're not sure.
Ben.
Have you run this Jamie Gaund thing past her yet?
Yeah, I have. She's keen.
You know, in this day and age, Gaundy, you can actually take her last name.
Has anyone done that, though? Like, do you know anyone that's...
Yes. No, I did it. I do know a guy did it, yeah.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah, trying to be all, you know, hippie and new age and all the rest of it.
Okay.
Did she have a cool last name, though?
Yeah, well, his last name was pretty bad.
So he wanted to change it.
So he wanted to get out of his last name.
Okay. Yeah, that's what we think it was. His last name was Head.
Oh,
his head.
Yeah, that's bad.
Okay, yeah, that's not bad.
And hers was something like Jones or Smith or something really boring.
So right,
his first name wasn't like something short for Dick.
No, it wasn't.
Richard.
His name wasn't Richard.
We used to call him Richard, but no.
God.
Hey, the thing that I've got is that I'm the last, I'm like one of the last males in my family with that last name.
Oh.
So if I don't continue it on, and my granddad sat me down and said, hey, you got to do all you can to have another boy to keep this family alive.
Are you serious?
Oh, mate, in my family, I've got 4 brothers, and God wants it to end with us. We've all got daughters.
Right.
There's one sister and she's got two boys.
That'll be the end of your family.
That's it. And that's why God wants it. There's nothing we can do about that.
It's a bit sad, though, isn't it, that your family's just sort of...
End of a generation.
Yeah.
I think it's for the best.
All the embarrassing things you've done over the years can just be forgotten.
All the things the Skinners have come up with over the years, mate. It's probably best to end now.
Nice, mate. Nice. Brian Gondy, Nova 106.9.